Israel's offensive is being welcomed by residents of Sderot. The small town in the western Negev desert has been hit by dozens of Qassam rockets fired by Palestinian militants in Gaza over the past few weeks. The latest such strike was today. And it was the killing of two Israeli children in Sderot last week that prompted Israel's current incursion into Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in Sderot today and filed this report.
On the sidewalk outside Gabi Ganatov's small home is a makeshift memorial. Candles, flowers, and a teddy bear mark the site where his 2.5-year-old daughter, Dorit, was killed by a Qassam rocket last week on the eve of a Jewish holiday. Ganatov told visiting Israeli Justice Minister Tommy Lapid that his daughter ran into the alley just outside the house chasing a ball as the rocket fell.
It's just happening over and over. When will it end? My daughter was so smart. She knew everything, and now she will never grow up.
A teary-eyed Lapid listened sympathetically, but admitted he didn't have any answers.
Well, the army is doing its very best, and I think we should also make a real effort to secure at least public buildings, schools, kindergartens against Qassam rockets. If they fall, they shouldn't be able to kill children.
The houses on the outskirts of Sderot are less than 800 yards from the Gaza town of Beit Hanun. The residents here welcome the Israeli army's large-scale incursion into Gaza aimed at stopping the rocket attacks. Mayor Eli Moyal says he hopes the army will stay in Gaza as long as necessary.
The army should do everything and use any means to protect Sderot. It's impossible. It's unaccepted that in this city we're having a lot of rockets land on our places. It has to be stopped.
Close to 100 Qassams have landed in Sderot over the past few months. They've killed 4 Israelis, 3 of them children, and damaged more than a dozen buildings. Israeli security officials say the Qassams are not new. Palestinians have been firing them from Gaza for years. But, they say, lately the rockets have been improved. They have a longer range and do more damage when they score a direct hit, although that is still rare. In Sderot's fruit and vegetable market, prices are the lowest they've ever been. But the market is almost empty. Residents say they're afraid to leave their homes because of the rockets. Simi Lazmi has lived in Sderot for 55 years. She says that family members used to come visit her for the holidays, but this year she told them not to come. I'm very worried, and I told them not to come for the holidays, she said. I bought food and prepared it, but I told them don't come. I'd rather throw the food away than have a tragedy. Residents say they feel a little safer since the army entered Gaza last week, and the rocket fire has slowed down, although it hasn't stopped completely. But people in Sderot say they worry that the army will leave Gaza before the job is done. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.